Namaste. My name is Will Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about the hack the brain of human beings. They can do so. This is here from Yuval Noah Harari on impact theory. Even Tony Robbins mentioned that, so he created a new morning routine to counteract. He has developed priming to get in control of yourself. Today it is possible to hack the human brain to buy new products. The CIA or KGB could not do so even if they were watching you 24 hours wiretapping your phone and. Okay. They're also wiretapping my phone. Okay, this is another story. Because I was an engineer for high tech. No? Now Google, Facebook and politicians have the knowledge. How do you decide? What do you think? What do you want? To predict human choices, to manipulate human choices and desires in ways it was never possible before. What is needed and was before not possible? A lot of data, especially biological knowledge, data or biotech, or what is happening inside of you or in your brain and body, that is biotech, and a lot of computer power, both we didn't have before. Big corporations and governments misuse these powers to manipulate the population. Biotech is getting better and better to understand what is happening inside of us. At the same time, the evolution of computer power or infotech makes it possible. When infotech merges with biotech, we can create algorithms that understand you better than you yourself. These algorithms cannot only understand you, and it can manipulate you to buy different things, or a politician wants to manipulate you. To get that information, Google and Facebook is spying on us. And Edward Snowden is saying this again and again. Okay. When the internet hits you with the right emotional message at the right time, then they can manipulate you. That we call freedom of choice. Google and Facebook sell this biotech information to big companies and politicians. So they can predict, manipulate, re-engineer, replace your thinking or subconsciousness. For instance, Stanford University can check out with 91% accuracy by a photo if somebody is gay. Think this over. Or the camera of your laptop, smartphone is checking where your eyes are going on the screen to find out your desires or that you are gay. Then they target you with the best product that is fitting for you. For sure, I have sticked a tape over my camera on my smartphone and over my laptop, no? And you can switch off all the time also the microphone. This I have done also. Besides that, they hear up your smartphone and laptop continuously during the day and read your emails to understand you and manipulate that. So if you want to go or fly the next morning, guess what Google are doing? Your flight is in the morning and wakes you up. Still, Google could not sell me anything because they are targeting me with the wrong products and I do what Edward Snowden recommended to conceal myself. I've done it with my smartphone, with everything what I have. They don't know where I am, where's my location and so on. So, and for this, it's the best you buy Samsung or Apple phones, because they have contract with other phones, and so you cannot switch this off so easily. Even they try it in different language that I can understand. They try it with four different languages that I can understand. They want to sell me their web server service from GoDaddy. But I do have a YPS. I don't know why they could not find this out. That is half price and 5 times faster and 100 times safer. And it's easy. Much easier to make a WordPress website. Okay. Don't use shared servers from any company like GoDaddy, SiteGround. They can hack that, and they have hacked already my server. Not my server, my website. Don't do such things. Okay, learn a little bit. 10 commands is enough. Okay. Or they tried for 2 years to sell me special programs from this company that is located in Malaysia. I know this company already, and the owner is a cheater. They sell dreams and deliver BS. So even worse, the artificial intelligence of computer can replace human beings. For Elon Musk, is the biggest risk the artificial intelligence in the 21st century. You see, if I have taped the video camera of my laptop, they could not see that I hate this guy from this Malaysia firm. And so they try again and again to sell me his products. So, things are over. Okay. The politicians say we can use biotech and artificial intelligence also positive. And the results we see today in Europe and USA, the sanction politic to control the world and to make money from selling weapons, COVID vaccines, and to make wars. Then the pharmaceutical industry companies say biotech can help us with the best healthcare. I don't care, and I would not trust that, because the pharmaceutical companies are connected with food manufacturing. They make 8 trillion in revenue every year to poison the population with industrial processed food, and through consuming industrial processed food, 40 to 50 million people die every year. They make you first ill, and then they're selling their drugs. Great business. No? How can we use this technology positively for us? After all the research, it is obvious how less people know themselves about their desires, habits. Many people don't know that they're gay, for instance, and just go to Stanford. Besides that, a good astrologer can find out so much more from you just by knowing your exact birth date, and birthplace. For all a great philosophers, there's the agenda to know yourself and explore yourself. And today that is not in, because today is in selfish, to be cool and superficial, to be addicted to social media of the internet. Okay. So we need the biotech algorithm to find out what we really want in life, where our passions are. Oh my God. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.